So we're on Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph, right above the Mishnah, Tashma. So we're trying to prove, according to Rabbi Elazar, whether the pshat is that we trust the sister-in-law, or at least we trust him to the extent she's not going to hurt herself. Tashma, ha'isha shehalcha hi abayim ne'am, a woman and her husband went overseas, and she came back. She's my husband died. So, Tinot, we believe her, she gets married, Tinot Tzarasa. What about Vitzarasa? What about a co-wife? We don't trust her. Regarding the co-wife, she is Asura. She is Asura. We actually had a machlekes before. How far do we not trust the co-wife? Do we even say that she can continue eating truma or not? However, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Lozer says, Hoyel v'hutra hi hutra na mitzarasa. Since we allow the one who came back and gave the testimony. And he said, you can marry anybody you want. So we trust her. So we'll trust her also regarding the co-wife. So we see that Rabbi Elazar not only doesn't agree when it comes to sister-in-law, even when co-wives, he thinks that you can trust each other. So L'chayda, clearly from here, doesn't say when the first wife got married, then the second, the co-wife get married. Even right away. It means we implicitly trust her. Ema, let us say, Hoyil v'hutra v'nisas. Says the Gemara, no, you can't bring a raya from me, because maybe what it's supposed to say is, if the first wife, since, this is what Rabbi Elazar said, since the first wife we allowed her to get married, and she did get married, so we don't believe that they are going to harm themselves just to chepper, just to hurt the, you know, their vindictive, but not to the extent that Tomei Snafshi and Polishim, that they also want to get hurt. So no, it's not just by sister, even co-wife is the same thing. So we leave with nothing. We don't know what Rabbi Elazar really holds. That's the question. What's the co-wife? Do we trust the first wife or not? So Chacham says we don't trust. Rabbi Elazar says the second wife can also get married. So we want to know, what did Rabbi Elazar say? That the second wife can get married straight away, or she has to wait for the first wife to get married, which proves to us that she really is not
to the same husband?
No.
To another husband.
So it proves that she is going to act on her own words. And we don't believe that she's going to harm herself, because if her husband really is alive, he's just trying to hurt her co-wife. What happens when the husband comes back? She herself will suffer, because she can no longer with her husband, no longer with the new guy she's living with. So we don't believe that Rabbi Elazar says to that extent. Or is it pshat that even if she doesn't get remarried, we trust her. So we don't know from him. Asking him about a question, even... That's one way of looking at it. She has to go through that. Other way is you trust her implicitly. Because since the din is regarding herself, we believe her. So believe her. Yeah, we learned before. Isha by a believer because she's a good nekula barabanan, and Isha like him in Suba. It's not because they dechet, because of herself. And the question is, do we go for how we go for the co-wife? So is it because we trust her implicitly, even as far as the co-wife is concerned, or no? It's only a question of whether she's going to harm herself. Says Yigmara, even if she does get married, if you're saying we don't really trust her 100%, but if we get married, we trust her, how do you know why she got married? Maybe her husband gave her a divorce, and that's why she's getting remarried. She's telling everybody her husband died because she wants to hurt her sister-in-law, her co-wife or her sister-in-law. If the whole vart is because we now know that she did something that will harm herself, how do you know she'll do something harm? Maybe she got to get. Why did you come to Hachi the Kalkul and Tzadu Chavdus? Why did you come up with the story her husband died to hurt her sister-in-law? Says the Gemara, Idi into Yisrochinam. You're right. If she married a Yisrael, we taka don't know. What we're talking about over here is my Hachmaskin, the into the Koyin. She married a Koyin. If she was a Grusha, she would be able to marry. She wouldn't marry a Koyin. We don't suspect her being a Rosh, even though she's a Rosh, being only Chaveda, she's hurting her sister-in-law, but not to that extent. Mishnah.
If we're allowing her to marry a Koyin,
who are you talking about, the co-wife or the original?
The first one.
Yeah.
Let
me trust that your husband is dead. You're not mother.
Blah, blah, blah. So in other words, the Gabi, that coin, we're saying, yes, we accept her as 100%
yeah.
Almona. So theoretically, doesn't that say that therefore that man has died? Because you're an almona, that man has died. The second one should
die. That's exactly what we're saying here.
She's the wife of
it's exactly. So when do we say that? When do we know that? If she married a coin. No, we're saying right now, could be she lied. If she married a coin, then she's harming herself. She'll never do what Rabbi Elazar believes is they'll never do anything to harm themselves. They just want to make sure that they hurt you, mess you up. They don't want to mess themselves up. If she's a grusha, married a kohen, she messed herself up. First, she didn't obey. The second one, one day they'll find out, she'll have to leave her husband. So she's messing herself. That's what she won't do. To that extent. Mishnah. So they're basically arguing how far is the hate between all these women. Okay, now, the next few blahs are all about these agunas. When husbands disappear or they find the bodies and they don't fully recognize them, how does it work? Ein me'idin, we do not testify, ella al parts of ponim v'chaitim. If you see a face and you say, look, I recognize that this person passed away, the nose has to be there as well. You need a full face. Even though that they are the clothes, we recognize the clothing, certain simonim, or some of the packages that he has with him, the kelim he has with him, doesn't matter. Because maybe he borrowed it from somebody else who said this is the husband. We need to be able to recognize the face, and the face needs a nose. Rashi. We see his face with his nose. Like we can recognize him. She says, "Who this is?" It. If we don't see his full face, your nose is missing. You cannot testify. So Rashi holds that the face is vital and the nose is vital. Tosfos totally disagrees. About time he says that the Gemara is talking about if all you see is a decapitated head. Then if you only see the head, you have to see the nose. But if you see the full body, even if you don't see the nose, even if you don't see fully the face, you recognize the body. And therefore, that's good enough. Yeah, but talking about Guna, which is more serious stuff. I saw recently a whole tshuva about DNA, if the halacha recognized that as
There was no DNA in the old days.
In other words, you need something compelling. Is that compelling? All these new scientific methods. You know, is it
according to the faces?
There's no
DNA.
There's a whole story. No, I can't talk. Okay. Let's see the Mishnah. Even if you saw that his body was chopped up, you saw a person's body chopped up, or tzolov, that it was hanging from a tree. Or you saw an animal eating away at this body, according to some of the shayim, it's actually all three things. Nevertheless, ain't me eaten. Sorry, we skipped a line. You cannot testify. You see somebody lying in bed or goisus, you know, his last breaths. You can't come back and say, oh, Shmetl died. Nisim can always happen. So if you see a guy hanging, you see an animal eating somebody, or you see somebody chopped up, you can't just say he's dead. If you didn't see him dead, if you saw his eyes open, his mouth moving, you can't say he's dead. You have to actually witness his neshama leave his body. Rashi, a filaru meguya, chopped up lush and goy deal on the chopped down trees, menuchas umoliptoyim, full of wounds, the chaburis chedev. You see why you have to bring it out? Chaburis chedev, and a sword. Oitzolu, alat sliva, hanging from a tree, a chayder, saucer, an animal. Sorry?
Crucified.
Yeah. I chayder, there's saucer, a chelas boy. Or an animal was eating away at him. Ain't me eating that yidu. She takes an option. You cannot testify until you see it for a fact. Then he said further, ain't me eating el al gimel yamim. A body, we say, after 3 days decomposes to such an extent you can no longer recognize it. Again, the sadash l'shitase, the whole body. Cortesis is only if you have looking at the face. Rabbi Huda ben Baba, Rabbi Huda ben Baba says, like kol adam, there's no such rule. Later we'll have a question whether he's being machar maker. Like kol adam, not every person, you can't make such a rule, 3 days the body decomposes. Not every person, because if you're fat or skinny, fat people decompose faster than skinny people. The like kol mokum, not a place. And it depends, you know, if it's a hot region or a cold region. Cold regions of the body or frozen, the body stay a lot longer. The like kol ashoy, depending what time of the day. Shoving, not the same. No rules. You can't make blanket rules. Rashi, if ain't me, give me yomim. Bro, they give me yomim. Within 3 days, me know you can testify. After 3 days, chayshir l'shem nishtan. Maybe he changed. Ain't she shame for him. Not the same guy. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba adam. Chayish l'chadam shem mayil. Anofes m'shar adam. There are people that sort of decompose quicker than others. You can adam shamein, a fat person. V'yesh l'chamokim shechamun egaz b'yoseh. There are places where the heat and the sun hits the earlier. V'adam meis v'mayel asriach v'lishtan. As a person who dies will decompose quicker and alter. V'yesh l'chashah. There's also times. Sh'olam cham meis v'mayel asriach. Also times. Seasons. V'gemara mayel l'chum d'palag l'kulbah. What's he trying to do? Mi'mach v'meikul. Second one of item. Talking about, we learned. How do we know that the nose is so vital to recognize a person's face? Talking about, we learned. Padachas, the forehead, veloi, parts of ponim, if all you saw was the forehead, but not the rest of the face, or parts of pun you saw the face, but like put out the forehead, in my Eden, you cannot testify. If you don't see somebody's forehead, you need to see the forehead, the face, and the nose, that's a full face, then you can testify, oh, I saw this person. But if the body was missing parts, you cannot testify. Rashi, Padachas Metzah, the forehead. How do we know that the entire face needs to be seen? Because it says, Hakoras Pneim Unsebum, recognizing the face is what answered in them. In other words, the face is vital. Again, I told you many times, not only if the head is severed, but not if it's a full body. Rashi, Hakoras Pneim Unsebum, Heidabum, testifies about them. Alma, Ain Ages Beshara Guf, Alabakaponim. You need to be able to recognize the face. And you want to bring a Raya. That Abba Bar Marta, in the world today, they say the eyes are the most important things. You know, cover your eyes. Eyes give you away.
But when a person dies, after a few hours, could the body decompose in such a way?
Not in hours. No. Rigor mortis sets in. Every Friday, every Shabbos. I think every Shabbos, except 3 months in the year, it's down to 200 people. Okay, come on. So basically, we said over here that if to recognize the features of the face, you have to see the entire face. I told you about Tesis, whether we're talking about the face ever from the body, according to Tesis, but if you see the whole body, you can still identify the body by the general body. And Rashi says, no, even if you don't see the whole body, you have to have the full face, the forehead, the nose, all the face, entire face. I think what a story to prove that even the forehead. Abba Bar Marta, who Abba Bar Menyumi, Abba Marta is also known by the name Abba Bar Menyumi. Abba Maske Beid Beid Ezgulusa, Ezgulusa lent him money, Zuzi money, and he couldn't pay. He was embarrassed to walk. What did he do? I guess every time he walked, they chased him. Where's our money? So Icy Kitty brought him a hot wax. Dovah Babli Yosa, he attached it to a piece of cloth. Dovah Bafoisa, he attached it to his forehead like a little bit of a veil. Chala Kamai, he used to walk right in front of Ezgulusa's house. Vulei Bashakru, and nobody recognized him. I'm not exactly sure what he proves. No, he only covered his forehead. He didn't, the point is, he didn't cover his nose, didn't cover his mouth, he only covered his forehead, and yet they didn't recognize him. This is the Raya to the Braisa, that you have to be able to see the entire face to recognize somebody. Don't know. Rashi, Kido Shaiva Wax. That's what we're trying to prove, that a forehead is also vital for purpose of recognition. He attached a little bit of a shmata that was rotten. But clothing, if we find him in a suit and we recognize the suit, there are tags inside with the name, that is not evidence because maybe he borrowed it. This guy is not the same guy and he borrowed it from this guy. Says the Gemara Lememra, so it seems from here. Simoni lav deraisa. You say simoni on clothing, not that tayda, because otherwise you would trust it. You're saying I'm not tayda. Well, that's a question. I mean, we learned befeidish. You found a get on the street, but it was attached to something. If somebody gives some money on the thing that it was attached to, like to a wallet or something, you'll give it back to him. So we see that what there are some money on the articles. Motsu kosher bekis attached to a wallet over and a purse. Uber the bars or ring, Aisha Nimtza Ben Caleb, you found the wallet between his Kalim and his clothes or whatever. I feel this man Rubik Kosher knows we accept it as a simon. So what's going on here? Over the buy you, like Kasha, Hora Beleza, Ben Mahavoid Abon. It's actually machlekes if we accept the simonim, we don't accept the simonim. And that's a machlekes. Now why should it be a machlekes a simonim the Raisa and not simonim the Raisa? So Rashi says that's based on a posik. Rashi, Motsa Kosher, Hameivi, get Lisha, Avad Hemena. Somebody brought a get for a woman and he lost it. Ben Kayla, Ben Kle Besa, Umakir, Sakisi recognized the wallet is the bas, the ring, Shehen Shaloi, that this wallet's ring below is, are his, the Shliach. So, oh, I know a wallet, I give some money. So, and say, so, do we give the get with it or not? Kosher, we give him the get. We don't say, oh, maybe the wallet belongs to somebody else. But I get Acheru, and there's somebody else's get. Alma, what do we see from here? We trust the simon that he has no wallet. We're going to allow him to use his get to enable this woman to get remarried. Alma simon and deraisa. So the Gemara says, what's this machlekes Rabbi Elazar and the Rabboi and the Rabbon as to whether you trust the simonim on the kelim? The mas, the time we learned, ein me'idin ala shuma. You cannot testify if you have a mole. Let's say this person has a birthmark, a mole. So according to Tanakh, that's not good enough proof. According to Rabbi Mavoi, only me that is good enough proof. Okay, what's machlekes? My love, this is machlekes. Masav a simon that I said that a mole is a simon therefore it's a mahatayda, and we trust it, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. And Masav Rabban holds simon the Rabban. What's what do you mean? What do you machlekes? Rashi says simon the Raisa. Ashum is a verua a mole. Simon the Raisa. Af hasim lahaisa b'chal. The Gemara will see the Chavah balloon over there. Chavzayin that whether a similar said the pasuk is a sin, it itemizes all the things. Kol avedas achicha. And why does it have to itemize each thing, the seh and the similar? So there's a machlek is there that whether simonim are derais or not, we have to return. So it says similar b'chlal, might take it out to tell you that similar, if you have a simon, you can go back. And the other one doesn't dash in this derasha. That's also the machlek is whether we learn from similar that simonim is derais or not. Says the Gemara, who said? Omar Rava, no rai at all. Maybe Kuliyahu is on the rice. Maybe everyone else is on the rice. So how come one guy says a mole's garnished? Interesting thing. Cause I don't know exactly the scientific thing behind it. Hocha b'shume metzuya b'ben gila g'mifugi. The question here is interesting. If you're born with a mole on Zion Kislev 2:30 in the afternoon, maybe everybody is born around the world on Zion Kislev 2:30 in the afternoon is born with a mole. Maybe it's something about Zion Kislev 2:30 in the afternoon. And that's the machlekes. Really, some under Isa, but maybe this isn't a simon because there might be 10 other people in the world who have exactly the same thing. You're Ben Gila. Ben Gila is somebody who was born in the same mazel as you. Masav Ashum Mitzuy Ben Gila. This one holds it. It is a Masav Amishim Ben Gila. I'm not sure what in the world this is all about. What does that mean? So people born at the same time look like each other, or they. What do we have? Sorry?
They all came out at the same time, and they all came out a bit different.
Maybe some occurrence of atmospheric event which is causing.
Around the world, okay.
At least everyone in that town.
Look at Rashi's definition of Ben Gila. Shenoylid bepeidik echad v'mazel echad. Yeah, no, it's just a natural thing. It's no simon. They were born in the same time under the same mazel. Somehow or another, that affects the gashmias, the physical attributes.
I'm
just saying it, exactly. So it's having a physical impact. Where do we find this concept that a mazel should have a physical, not psychological, which we say it does?
Maybe it doesn't happen.
We had the Morim Shabbos, at the end of Shabbos, that you know, it has to do with your demeanor and your motivation, and if you're a good person or a bad person. These are all emotional things, and we don't find physical. Doesn't happen. It sounds more. Okay. Your behavior. Where do you find it have a physical, physical moles and that kind of thing? What do the stars have to do with that? Constellations. I don't know. What does he say over there? Don't know what it means. That's the machlek is the Rambam Mukhi Yosef, whether we believe in it or don't believe in it. Nacha Shemayin, that was 2 days ago. That's Phil Friday. Yeah. The Rambam says it's a fool, we believe in it. The Mukhi Yosef says 100% is real. Look at the end of Perek Zayin in the Sanhedrin. So everything there is real, but because we have a chi of Tomim, Tim Shalak Echa, that's how we're not allowed to believe in it. And the Rambam says it's Shtusim. And I was a machshefer stussim, it's all stussim. Okay, weiter gemacht. Iram, another view is. He doesn't say that stussim, he says machshefer stussim, and we're just talking about right now, is the holy of constellations of mazel stussim. You're a Rambam Jew. Vigan Amri, and others say, Hocha b'shumme ho asuya lishtanis l'acha mitzvah. No. Simon Daraisa. I forget this thing here about because of Ben Gila. The reason is, mole, simonim can change. After a person dies, your simonim can change. And therefore, for example, it was black when you were alive, and after the person passes away, it changes color or discolors. So therefore, it's not a compelling sign, a mole. Igidami, another version, another answer is, everyone holds Simon Darabonon. It says, Rashid, Beloy Dorish, we don't dash an afasim, lele simon, ele letoivin. So Rashi seems to say over here that even though we do dash in some money when it comes to Aveda, that's only when somebody is demanding, when somebody lost something, somebody demanding it, or survey it based on these money. The Hasan Plukti, Bechal Zmachlekis. But the Hacha Beshumin, Simon Mubu Kamifugi, is, in other words, even if you hold that Simonim is the Rabbanon, but certain Simonim are acceptable, if they are Simon Mubik, outstanding, unique, something that is really unique. And the question is a mole considered a simon muvik? Ma'asav a simon muvik? Ma'asav lav simon muvik? That's a machlekes. These moles that a person has, or these beauty marks, is that considered a compelling simon? Rashi muvik go avagad the simon derabon asim kehai samchim dura life fili isu deraisa. Even when it comes to an isu deraisa. So Rav himself is wavering. You know, first he answers really Simon Deraisa, and but the only thing is over here Shum is Ben Gila, everybody else has it, or he holds Simon Derabanan. But this is a Simon Muvik. I mean, it's like two opposites of what he's going on. First he says it's a Shvacha Simon, and then he says this is the strongest Simon maybe possible. Now according to Rav, yeah.
So look at the coin, and that's the semen to see whether he's possible or not.
Yeah, but I don't tell you if this is.
Can you then identify one of these people who passed you the coin?
No, because how many other coin might have the same thing? It has to be compelling. I'm saying, yeah, okay, right. Ulahach, Lishomot Madraisa, Hoktoni, it says, Mefedish, Afapishi, Yesh, Simonim, Begufi, Vekelov, if there are Simonim in its body, or in the Kelim, we don't accept it. If Simonim, I understand. We only need a Simon Muvik. Telling the body how, you know, whatever it is, I can understand. But if it holds Simon Lav Daraisa, sorry, if it holds Simon Daraisa, then why can't you identify the body? Why can't you identify the clothing? Yeah, so I think, you know what it means in the Mishnah when it says the body? The Oruch Begutz. You're coming along, oh, I remember he was 6 feet tall. Or I remember he is 4'8". Shracha Maisa. That's not a simon. Caleb clothing, the Chashin L'Shaila. Even if you recognize the clothing, how did we know for a fact that this guy didn't lend his suit to somebody else who needed it more than him? And therefore, if you ever read the story from Marcus Lehman, Out of the Depths, beautiful story. Remember that story? A similar story about a guy who died, identified by the clothing, and the whole family put pressure on this rov that he should release the woman, and he didn't want to release the woman because he said clothing is not right. Maybe he lent it. Anyhow, they threw him out of the city, and the Bizianis, shouldn't be the husband really was alive. It's a whole long story, real story. The husband really was alive, and he gave away his clothing. And anyway, I can't tell you. That's a nice story, anyway.
Marcus Lane.
Yeah. It's a beautiful writer. He's from Germany. Okay. Five novelists.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. He wrote these things to Makar of the people. Yeah. Features. Okay, so it comes to Guf, it's not a sin at all. If you want to say, what about? And the Kalim, the reason why Kalim, because maybe he lent it out. If you tell me Bechlau were worried about lending out, let me ask a question. Other simonim, how come a chamor? We return a donkey if somebody can identify the saddle, but simoni oikiv. Hey, how can you? Maybe he borrowed the saddle. This guy maybe borrowed it from the original owner. It's not even the original owner's. No. A saddle of a donkey is so personal, nobody lends it out. The maskiv le lechamra, because the saddle has pokey things and it actually sticks into the donkey. So once the donkey gets used to it, You don't just take a saddle and move it all around. Rashi. Wouldn't lend it. The maskiv le. Rashi belongs. Says more about it. Motsu kosher bekis uva arniki tabas. If you found it tied to a wallet or a purse or a ring, heiche mahadrina, says by the get that you couldn't return it. If you found it attached to a wallet, how can you return it? Maybe he lent his wallet to somebody else. Maybe he lent the ring to somebody else. Once you introduce the idea that if it's not part of you, it's something that's disposable or something that's transferable, it's not a simon anymore because you maybe lent it. So how come we just lent by a get? The shliach says, "Oh, I recognize my wallet. I recognize my purse. You give back to him. What's the shot?" Tabas. Nobody lent. These are personal items. Nobody lends it out. Nobody lends out his ring. Because a ring in those days when men wore a ring was basically a signet ring. That was a signature. Would you lend out your ring to somebody? He would. And I know when we had Nimor Chumle, when he wanted to go to the wife and take things from her, they used to bring a ring or something. Okay, they brought a similar thing, but the common thing was to bring a ring to show, see, your husband told us to give him a gold watch. But he just lent us his ring. So what they would do, they would make a carbon copy of the ring, And then they would use it to get all his personal items, because everyone trusts that their husband, nobody gives out a ring, it must be the taka guy that gave it to you. So nobody lends out a ring. That's why a ring is a simon. Tabas, chai, lezufi, nobody lends it out because it's scared somebody will forge it. Kis, v'arniki, interesting. Kis, nobody lends out their wallets. You know why? People believe there's some kind of magic over here that gives me a good zgula, and if I lend out my wallet to somebody else, I'll lose my zgula here. Nobody lends out their wallet. Rashi. You recognize the shloch Hashem Yishir Lachi lends him the kosher by Getzer. Another guy attached to Get, and he gave it back to him. Shochar by Getzer. Other guy gave it back to him and forgot the divorce. Somebody will make a forge. The guy's wife, Yitle Mena, Kolashi, you shall take whatever you want. I've never lent him my wallet. I don't want you to take away my mazel. The kasha, if you have the question of Tony Oishanim to Bain Caleb, it says the third case was that the get was found amongst his clothing. Ha'amran the chashin l'shayla. We just said that clothing is not a valid simon because clothing people do lend out, have a habit of lending out, like kasha. Caleb the masnisin hainu begodav. B'derech lahashal malbushi. The Caleb, in the Mishnah, when it says Caleb, it means clothing and people talk to lend it out. No good. But when it says over here, Caleb by Gittin, Hainu ben Klei Tashmishe Beisei B'Tevasa, we're talking about in-home amongst his utensils. These are talking about certain house items that you don't generally lend out. Okay. Nochateretzi, the boy's Nochateretzi is Caleb. When it says in the Mishnah, Caleb, you know what Caleb means? Not because you normally lend out. Caleb means, the only identifying mark is, oh, I remember he had white utensils, or I remember he had black or clothing. That's why, even though Simon did I say, but these are not Simonim. Rashi, boy, the Caleb, the Masid, the Tony Begufo, the Caleb, the Shinim, we don't rely. But soon we give you, I mean, the Havi Simon Malusha, that's not a Simon. Ish Choydin Hoyo, Lavonim Hoyo, they were black or white. The Ain's there, Simon, it's not a Simon. Shaharbi Ish Choydin Lavonim Adom. Many people have either black, white, or red. Many people have red clothing. I guess by men, maybe. Says you're invited. Bafiluro, ooh, Migui, some all chopped up. You cannot identify, say that he died unless you know unless you saw his neshama escape his body. Lememra, obviously, what you're trying to say, he can be chopped up and still live. That's why you can't come and testify. If you saw a body chopped up, you can't say, oh, Shmedel is dead, because maybe he's still alive. Until you know you saw him stop breathing. In other words, we're saying from here that even though you're chopped up, you can still live on. But I mean, that's a question. It says, Adam ainam metame, a person is not metame in oil, achetate nafsha until his nefesh escapes. But vice to is, you could identify that he's dead because he'll die in 5 minutes. But right now, Kozman is still alive. He's not metame. So it's clear for me that people definitely will die. So it seems to me, afilu meguid, afilu geises, tamuyele metame, Kozman, they're alive, they're breathing, they're not metame in the house. But they definitely won't live. So Abaye comes along and says, Lekashe. So it seems from this braisa here that people who are chopped up, you can definitely testify they're going to die. It's not a question. And yet Amish says clearly you can't. So braisa not kasha, it's a machlekes. Hor Rav Shimon ben Elazar, hor Rabbanan. The Tanya we learned in a braisa, me'idin ala magui, you can testify on behalf of somebody who's chopped up, ain't me'idin ala tzolof. But you cannot testify about somebody who's hanging on a tree, because maybe somebody else, as soon as you leave, if the guy was still alive, somebody will come on and cut him down. So he'll live. You cannot even testify on somebody chopped up, because there's a way through cauterization that through burning is the body that was the parts that were chopped up, so that the blood no longer escapes the body, and he can still live and survive. So you can't know if you can rescue somebody, you can no longer testify that he's dead. The lich isn't live. Rashi. So you want to say that our mission that says that if somebody is chopped up, you cannot testify. He died, must follow Shimon Elazar, because maybe you can save him through cauterizing. How can you say that our mission follow Shimon Elazar? But Tony Sefer, it says in the Sefer that Maise, the next mission, Maise, there was a story, but Asya, there's a story in Asya. Somebody that they threw him into the water. And later they recovered El Ragle. All they found was his foot. The question, and it's a Mayim Sheinlem. So if you didn't see you couldn't see the other side, maybe he swam away, who knows, but he had no foot. Depends. If the foot was missing above the knee, then he kept on bleeding, definitely he died. Then he can get married wherever he wants. she, his wife, said she can get married. She's a free woman. However, I mean, in a cool amount, if all you found was that the bottom, but let's use a shark bit the bottom part of his leg, maybe he survived. Olamata loitanasi. He cannot live, because definitely lived. And we're talking about Mayim Sheinlem Saif, so we never saw what happened. It could be he came out from the other end, somewhere far away, as we'll soon see in tomorrow's Gemara. Now, it says Kalil V'mir, that means Kuvla Maila, you're allowed to get married. So we see that he's chopped up, and yet we say Kalil V'mir that he can get married. We don't say that maybe somehow or another, like Rav Shimon Lazar, that he could be saved. And for the Gemara, shiny Maya, water is different. Water, sometimes we say his water is better, we'll see the Gemara later, sometimes it's worse. The Marzumaka, if you have a wound, water makes it worse. You can't cauterize it while you're in the water. So therefore, the guy definitely will die. Rashi, shiny Maya, the Marzumaka, Marzikais, Umegadvas Ka'eva Maka, makes it worse. Chaveira Mitra Razia, strong rain, Ilon, rain is strong for trees, Mesakatinus. Sword, a knife. The guy de la gamla chopped up his camel. Didn't continue to stop bellowing and screaming and all that, making all the sounds until he died. So see, Cliff made it definitely dies. What did he tell me that doesn't die when you chop up? It definitely dies. How can the mission that you can't verify? That camel was sick anyway, and therefore when he chopped up it died. But an ordinary health person can be saved. That our Mishnah is talking about that when you cut up this body that was cut up, and our Mishnah is talking about it was cut up with a hot sword. So while it was cutting up, the sword was heating at the same time. Because the sword was boiling hot, red hot, so he was cauterizing all the veins. More, a whole bunch of it. Not the part that his nephesh is in, talking about. Hands, legs. The David Hakka, like stirred up Amnon. Rashi, guide the gamble, Lushan, go to Elon, the cock, chopping trees, all these guys, well, he's sickly, goes, go, let us, he didn't stop neighing, so you know, you're actually die, and Lubenet, but age of the Amich, and Mr. Appa heals. So you want to write the if you found an animal eating, I'm going to be much more, Lush on the market, and so when he saw an animal eating this person, only if he saw him eating parts of the body, that doesn't kill him. Album, market, and now she saw me, say, the heart, or whatever, then may eat, of course he could testify. Let's say the person, somebody tried to decapitate him and he shechted two of his veins, two of his arteries in his head. Or just one, and he fled, he definitely won't live too long, he'll definitely die. If a person he lost, you know, the epiglottis and the windpipe. Or Roishnaim, Veromaz, and before he died, he hinted, Veromaz, kiss to get leashed, he'd rather get to my wife so she shouldn't be stuck with my brother in law. Had he a little bit new, and they can give, in other words, he's alive, but as Meisa. Chayu, he's more asses, Chayu, right now he's alive, but Vesayfe Lamud, but eventually he will die. When he said, Yichu, he said, Bezoich on behalf of my wife, because he's trying to help her. Raji, Yichu, Alma, Kechayim, Marzakin, he's alive. So the answer right now is Allah. He said, "Chayu, get." Oh, but say for Lamas, he's going to eat him. You can testify that definitely he will die, even if he ate from a part that the nefesh ate somebody. El me atav so yehi goyle al yoda. If you tell me the guy is still alive, then if somebody kills him, he should go to Golas. Allah matanya. Why did we learn? Shachat shnayim arev shnayim arev in a goyle. You're telling me that definitely he'll die. It's so the question of when, not now, but in 20 minutes. So why is it if somebody tried to decapitate somebody b'shagig, we say he doesn't go to Golas because the guy continued living, but we know for sure he'll die. You just said definitely he'll die.
Is it because it's a
noinous kind of
thing?
No, it's a shaggy. But he's still alive. You didn't kill him.
No, it's not the other extreme.
No. Cuddle amazing. No, Rashi. I'm at the hoil by the yomers since definitely will die. Yeah, goila shirtlet where the goals in of a sack him. He fell from his hand. All of on the person of a shachter. Allama Tanya and goila. You don't go to goals. I feel the mace. Even dies later. Shemachel of Acha. Maybe say, maybe dies some other circumstances. And the Gemara Ha'idma, we learned, Amrav Ha'ishia, Chayshinan, over there, Shemaruach, Bebalta. Maybe it was your help together with the wind. The wind came in and started doing, playing around inside the veins. And that's why you can't 100% blame you for it. Rashi, Al Yod Mishil, Haruach, Bebalta, V'machmas, Haruach, Mes, the wind. Hilchad, the Gabi, Golus, Potter. Milin, Ishtim, still Midl, about Yod, definitely he'll die. But he'll die in 3 hours. This guy died in an hour. Why did he die in an hour? Because the wind came and ruined it. So you didn't kill him, even though you started it, but the wind. Amrav Ha'ishia, Chayshinan, we are worried. Maybe the wind did it. Or maybe the guy himself was jumping around, and that jumping around is what brought his death a lot earlier. Even though he would have died definitely, but in 3 hours, because he's jumping around like Meshugana. Rashi, he jumped around too much. Mace, he died. Don't let you kill him. What's chilking these two answers? The shachte bebeis of the shisha. What happens? You shachte him in a house made out of marble. There's no wind whatsoever. So if the answer because of the wind, then he definitely you killed him. You should go to Golas. If the answer because he jumped around, he can still jump around. Or inami the shachte bebra. He did outside. There's a wind. Abba v'lay pirches. We all saw. We monitored. He didn't jump around. So if the problem is the wind, then the wind taka made it that you're potter. But if the problem is jumping around, he didn't. Rashi based on shisha shemei she'ein sham ruach. There is no wind. The lishon the rabbi bal to the wind hagoyle. Then ka ruach no wind. The machmasim made because of you. The lishon the hukidev as we you brought it. Ainu goyle.